Did you notice it? How about I turn that on? Did you notice it?
You can tell you are off today.
Just a little bit off. I feel great, though, now. Well, of course, I got sleep. Why wouldn't I feel great? You know, you show up to work an hour late, you're like, well, I'm great, man.
Did I notice what?
Did you notice how warm it was walking out this morning? It was one of these mornings I walked out. I'm like, do I really need this jacket? Although we're about to where we're going to be. It's going to be 65. But the humidity was actually helping. I'm like, this is all right.
No, I didn't notice. Only because, and I know you missed this because you're running late. So our dog has had two accidents in a matter of like 12 hours or 24 essentially. Like,
huh.
And he keeps peeing in his crate. So this morning he did it again. And I'm like, Zach, I don't have time for this. And he's like, well, you can't just clean up some pee. I'm like, but then you got to disinfect it.
Oh, you got to go through a process.
This morning I was running late. I was frantically trying to get out of the door after cleaning up after this situation, and now we have to call the vet because obviously something is wrong.
Yeah, something's going on there.
Yeah, I think that he's done this before. He gets UTIs really easily. And what I had mentioned, and if you missed it before, but is that he does what every man loves to do, lick his pee-pee. So
listen, I've got an appointment scheduled to have three ribs removed so that I don't have to leave the house after that.
Right. If you could, you would, right? Jeez. So he does, but I think it's because he will eat stuff in the yard, mainly cat poop.
Yeah.
He'll eat stuff in the yard, then he licks his peeter, and then he gets an infection from it.
He may have a UTI, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
that's, wow.
After the show today, I have to call the vet and get that arranged because we can't let that go on. Yeah,
no.
You gotta take care of that right away. So this morning, I wasn't noticing anything because I'm like, oh, I gotta get out of this house.
That's exactly how I woke up. Shot out of a cannon. Jeez.
Yes, but I will tell you something that has made me so happy. So actually, 6059 sent this to me directly. They already have Halloween stuff at Hobby Lobby. I am so excited.
No, guys, not yet. We have to get to a week of 70s consistently, and then we can move to. We haven't even crossed the threshold to consistent temperatures.
You remember
Remember
it used to be once we got to, it was right around like school time. School time would start, and that's when you would see the Halloween stuff. Or it would be like August, like, you get to the end of August as you're transitioning.
I mean, it's still hot as Hades, but you know, you're like, all right, we know it's going to happen.
Now I feel like, do we have to say, we have to get to 4th of July first?
Yeah, why are we trying to erase summer? Of all the seasons to erase, why summer? I mean, okay, you want to erase winter? I am all for it. Go ahead. You know what? Global warming up to 65 degrees every day.
I love winter.
I'll take spring. I'll take summer. All right, I'll take the beginning of fall. Hate the end of fall. That's the death rot season. But winter can go. Why are we erasing it? And okay, 6059 is, and this is going to be a life changer for me. Every holiday has something. She's got it all.
She's got it all.
She's got the Halloween. She's got the Christmas, as you would expect. She's got Patriots
Day. Fourth of July, Flag Day.
Yeah, exactly. So that's cool. And that's her thing. And I'll gladly live with the decorating and the funness of those little things. That's her thing. She likes to do. She has shower curtains for different holidays.
Oh my gosh, she's one of those. She's like my Aunt Lois.
I'm gonna go home and call her Aunt Lois.
But you know what? I do love somebody that finds reasons to celebrate. Or that celebrates small things.
I do too, but this is too soon. It's just, let's please get into the consistency of 70s. Then we can maybe start looking at it.
So what you're saying is at least 4th of July. Right. No, you can't even do Labor Day because it comes out before Labor Day.
Well, that's true.
It's got to be at least 4th of July.
Think about this. All right, we just finally drained the last of the vats of pumpkin spice at Dunkin'.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Next week, unless
it outlasted the mint.
Yeah, right. If next week they showed up and they go, it's pumpkin spice season, wouldn't you be a little bit like, oh, I'm not ready yet?
You're right. I hate admitting this, but no, I'm not ready for it as much as I love it because I need to have lemonade. It's lemonade.
Yeah, that's my point.
It's lemonade season right now, and I need to embrace it. Lavender lemonade, blackberry lemonade, raspberry lemonade, all the lemonades.
I'm 1,000% with you. Bring on the lemonade.